There's a ritual that we do at a funeral that's a bit difficult to pull off. After the first part of the service, after it's held here at the church, we typically follow the hearse as it drives to the cemetery. The people that come to the committal are usually close friends, family members, and those who need one more opportunity to say goodbye. Once the hearse parks near the site of interment, the rest of us stop our cars and we walk the rest of the way. We slowly assemble at this person's final resting place. We stand or sit under a canopy that's designed to keep the sun out of our eyes. The casket is then carried over and placed, very gently and very reverently, on wooden and metal beams that stop the casket from going into the hole. Nearby, a backhoe loader sits. It has already dug the hole and piled the dirt next to the grave. But we can't see the dirt because AstroTurf covers it. Sometimes a large bouquet of flowers is placed on that AstroTurfed dirt pile, masking what's underneath. All of us silently stand there, representing all the love this person shared during their lifetime. And it's then when I, as the pastor, slowly take my place at the head of the casket. I share a short prayer, I read a piece of scripture, and then the order of worship asks me to throw dirt in the sign of the cross onto the head of the casket. But even though there's a hole in the ground, I usually can't find any dirt to actually use. The cemeteries around here are usually so professional that there is no stray pile of dirt for me to grab. Instead, I'm usually kicking at some grass, hoping to knock some dirt loose. And if that doesn't work, I use my hand to make an invisible cross on the casket. But the dirt helps make what we're doing more real, because the cross is tied to something physical. And that matters, because this moment during a funeral is one of only three times when I, as a pastor, make a very physical sign of the cross on a person. Now, the first time I make the sign of the cross on someone is during baptism. After an infant, child, or adult is washed with water three times, I take oil, place it on my thumb, and announce that they have been sealed with the cross of Christ forever. The very last time I make that same sign is at the funeral, commending them to Almighty God right before they are laid to rest. And the other time is tonight. Now, there are occasions when I make the sign of the cross on someone's forehead, like when I bless someone during communion. But that cross is invisible. There is no physical impression left on the forehead. But during baptisms, funerals, and Ash Wednesdays, the cross on our forehead glistens with oil. The cross on our forehead smells earthy because of the dirt, and the cross on our forehead leaves a mark made out of dark black ash. Tonight, the cross we carry The cross we are tied to, the cross that makes us who we are, is very real. Yet this very real cross is something we, without a mirror, cannot see. Now we know it's there. We know the pastor marked us as we knelt at the rail. We can feel the oil on our foreheads and the black ash that fills our pores, and we can smell the hint of olives and the earthiness of the ashen palms. But we can't see it. Like a version of blind man's bluff. Tonight we're all dealt a playing card, and we're holding that card to our forehead. We can't see our card, but we can see the cards everyone else has. So we look up, look around, look to see who has the highest card, who wins. And on this night, we see family and friends, and even strangers, wearing the highest card God has ever played. Tonight on Ash Wednesday, as we begin Lent, we are honest about who we are. We are mortal. We are created. Our physical identity right now will not last forever. But tonight we also see what God has done. By looking at our friends, our neighbors, and all the people God brought to this place right now, we see in others the promise God has given to all of us. The same cross sealed on their foreheads is the same cross sealed on yours. The same Jesus who lived for them lives for you. And the Jesus who did not run from death promises never to run from you. That's the promise, tied to the oil, tied to the dirt, and tied to the ash. Our createdness, our mortality, our struggles, joys, imperfections, calamities, sin, holiness, failures, and successes. None of that will be our final word. We know the physicality of tonight's ashes will go away to nothingness. The ashen mark on our forehead will eventually fade away. But God's promise to all of us never will. On Ash Wednesday, we remember. We remember the promises God made to us in our creation. We remember the promises God made to us in our baptism. We remember that our sin can never overcome the love God showers on us. And we look forward, seeing ourselves as people who carry a cross marked on our forehead. This is a cross that is never as invisible as we sometimes think it is. Even when there is no oil to use, no ashes to find, and no dirt to kick up, the cross of Christ is with us forever. And this mark helps us to imagine living lives where, through love, mercy, kindness, and justice, everyone around us, everyone in our families, our churches, our neighborhoods, in our cities, nation, and in the entire world, everyone who looks at us will see more than just us. They'll see God and Christ's love for them. Amen.